Hey y'all, this is Dawn, aka the Interactive Nanny, coming to you guys live and in living color from Interactive Nanny's World, where love and play are interacting. So, we're gonna have a story time this evening, and we're just gonna get into our little legends and our little leaders books tonight. Grab the littles so that we can sort of explore and learn and listen and enjoy the moment. We're gonna start off with the Little Leaders, Bold Women in Black History. And this book, of course, if you don't already know, is by Vashti Harrison. And we're gonna be reading about and learning about Mary Bowser. So let's go into Mary so we can listen and learn about Mary Bowser. Hold on a second, let me get to her page. Okay, here we go. Mary Bowser, circa 1840. And there's a question mark next to when she passed, so we don't really know what year she died, but we're gonna learn about who she is. And she was a Civil War spy. Very little is recorded about Mary's life. What we do know is that she was born into slavery in Richmond, Virginia around 1840. She was purchased by the wealthy Van Loo family as a companion for their daughter, Elizabeth. The Van Loos were no ordinary family in the South, though. They had a secret. They were Northern spies and abolitionists involved in the secret Underground Railroad. Prior to the war, when Mary was a teen, Elizabeth granted her freedom and arranged for her to receive her education in Philadelphia. Mary wanted to assist the Van Loos in their efforts against the Confederacy. At that time, in the South, it was illegal for a black person to have an education or even read. For that reason, no one would ever suspect Mary was a threat. As an enslaved person, she could hide in plain sight. So she agreed to go undercover as an enslaved in Jefferson Davis's Confederate White House. While cleaning, she would steal glances at Confederate confidential memos. And while serving dinner, she would eavesdrop on conversations between Confederate officials. She passed information about the troop movements and army plans to Elizabeth, who passed them along to Union officials. Rumor has it that Mary had a photographic memory and was able to read a page once and recite it back word for word. After the war, Mary educated freed slaves and traveled around the United States giving speeches. For a long time, she was careful to conceal her true identity, using a variety of aliases. Eventually, she disappeared completely, but she is remembered. In 1995, she was inducted to the Military Intelligence Hall of Fame. And that was Mary Bowser. All right, out of the Little Legends of Exceptional Men in Black History, which is also by Vashti Harrison, we will read about Robert Smalls. Okay, so let's find Robert Smalls. Here we go. Hold on 1 second. All right, here we go. Robert Smalls was born in 1839 and died in 1915. Born enslaved in South Carolina as Mary Bowser, Robert was the son of a black woman and a white man. Because his father was likely one of the white men on the plantation, as a child, Robert was given special treatment and was allowed to work on the waterfront in Beaufort. However, his mother made sure to educate her son about the dangers a black person faced in the pro-slavery South. Robert excelled on the water. Eventually, he earned the position of wheelman, effectively the boat's pilot and the highest job a black person could get on a ship. At 17, Robert fell in love with an enslaved hotel maid named Hannah. He wanted to purchase her freedom, but would never be able to make enough money to stay together. They needed to escape. Because he had been sailing for many years when the Civil War began, Robert knew the Charleston waterways well. In 1862, while working aboard the Planter, transporting weapons and supplies for the Confederate Army, he saw his opportunity to make an escape. When the white officers left the boat for the night, Robert put on a big hat and gloves so that soldiers would think he was a captain. Quietly, the black crew picked up their families and some other enslaved people and set sail north, carefully navigating the Confederate ports. When they reached the Union blockade, they flew a white flag and Robert surrendered the ship along with all Confederate supplies on board. Robert became a national hero and celebrity. He even met with Abraham Lincoln and recruited for the Union Navy and Army until the end of the war. Afterward, he didn't stop fighting. He moved back to South Carolina, opened a school, and started a newspaper for black people. His record as a war hero helped him become a delegate at the post-war Constitutional Convention in South Carolina. And in 1874, he was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. Robert was a daring and determined man who fought for his country, his people, and his freedom. And that was Robert Smalls. Robert Smalls. So we read and learned about Mary Bowser and Robert Smalls tonight on this episode of Interactive Nanny's World. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. Those of you that are out, enjoy these couple of weeks out for the Christmas and New Year holiday. Stay tuned to Interactive Nanny's World for more fun and more learning and education. Remember to listen, like, share, and subscribe Interactive Nanny's World to anyone who's a child or who has children, who works with children in any capacity, or anybody who's just a child caregiver in any way, shape, fashion, or form. Until next week, this is Stein, aka the Interactive Nanny, signing off from Interactive Nanny's World, where love and play are interactive. And I will see you guys. Sorry about that. I will talk to you guys next week on Interactive Nanny's World. Until then, bye-bye.